Hello and welcome to UK Carcast, the podcast by non-sport trading car collectors for non-sport trading car collectors. I'm your host Paul Pines and this is episode 17, Open That Box Day. Hello and welcome to the Open That Box Day special edition of the podcast. As I've mentioned in recent episodes, I'm going to be opening a box, quotes live, close quotes, on the recording. I'm also hoping to get Harris Tozer, production manager of Non-Sport Update magazine, who are responsible for coming up with the idea of Open That Box Day, and who dedicate pages on their in their magazine and on the Car Talk message board for the purpose of discussing Open That Box Day, to come on and have a quick chat about the success of the day so far. As you might have gathered, this episode is actually being recorded on April 4th, 2009, as in Open That Box Day, and if I manage to get everything squeezed together in time, I'm hoping to make it available online on the same day. This is going to be a first for me. Usually takes me a few weeks to get these things edited together, so keep your fingers crossed. You might be able to download this the same day as everybody else is opening their boxes. Without further ado, let's open that box. Okay, so here we go. I'm just about to open up one box of Pepsi Around the Globe collector cards. This is a set that was released by Dart Flip Cards in 2000, which I picked up at the memorabilia show last November for the exorbitant sum of £1. Now, the box comes with a bonus exclusive Pepsi Bean Bear, and I've been itching to open this box to find out what this Bean Bear actually looks like. So, I took a few pictures before recording of the box, and I'll be taking a few odd pictures throughout the pack opening experience of me opening the box, opening the pack, and fondling the Pepsi Beanie Bear. I won't, you'll be relieved to know, be compiling the base sets during the course of the recording. I'll be doing that later. But what I will do is, if I have more than one base set in the box, I've already got a couple of spare base sets from the Mortal Kombat box that I opened earlier today. If I get more than one base set going spare in this box, I'll be listing it on eBay as a charity auction. That means 100% of the proceeds will go to a nominated charity courtesy of eBay, and there'll be a direct link to the listing on the Carcast website, which is carcast.co.uk. So without further ado, let's rip that box open. I'm just taking a picture of myself taking my trusty brand new Swiss Army knife to the cellophane wrapping of the box. You can't hear it. I'll see if I can. There we go. Just taken off the cellophane. Right, so we've opened up the box. It's a big box, and what we've got inside is quite a cute red Pepsi bear. It's one of those little beanie type bears, you know, I forget who used to make them, but the tie, I think, used to make the little beanie bears. It's quite a nice little bear, actually. I'll take a picture of him. Hang on a second. It's got a little tag on it as well. Limited edition, only 2,000 produced. It's not numbered or anything, but there we go. So, it's called Jet Setter. Aww. Cute. It's wearing a little blue cap, baseball cap, worn backwards, as all baseball caps should be, of course. And it's got the Pepsi logo embroidered onto the front, and it's got the little Pepsi logo embroidered onto the foot, which is probably more collectible than you might think, given that, as I understand it, Pepsi have changed their logo fairly recently, at least in America. And on the back, it's got the Pepsi logo again embroidered with Around the Globe, and there's a little cardboard tag. Let's get on to the serious business of opening packs. Half the box was taken up by the bear. The other half of the box is taken up by packs, and the packs all have a picture of a Pepsi bottle, and here is the very first pack being opened. Okay, so pack number one, and I've just opened it up. I've managed to rip the pack, but there we go, not a lot I can do about it, and they're all base cards. Like I said, this could end up being really boring. There are apparently foil chase cards in these, one in 18 packs, and there's 36 packs. So in theory, I should have two of the foil cards lurking somewhere within this box. Just so you can hear it, I don't know if you can hear the rustling, but if you can hear the rustling, there we go. I'll find somewhere to dump the packs at a moment. A quick description of what's on the cards. It's advertising imaging from around the world. So this pack I've just opened up, it's got what appears to be a Chilean paper label. from a bottle. And then there's also an Argentinian advertising poster, picture of a Zulu tribesman from South Africa holding a bottle of Pepsi, Hong Kong picture of Margaret Tu Tran, a film star in Asia from 1962, advertising Pepsi. And there's a card from Turkey. And there's another card from the Dominican Republic showing someone wandering around with a backpack dispensing Pepsi. I'm not going to go into too much detail about what's on the cards, because I don't want to make this a 2-hour-long episode totally devoted to me opening packets of cards. They seem quite nice. I haven't seen a British image yet. I'm interested to see what they choose to use for that. There is an Irish one. I've just seen a Pepsi in Ireland. Some of my family come from Ireland, so that's interesting to me. Just in case anybody's wondering, Harris, as I speak, is opening a box of his own, and he'll be posting a report on the board in due course. Ah, a Welsh card. There we go. Come alive with Pepsi in 1966 in from Wales. The taste that turns you on. There you go. I don't know what box he's opening. He won't tell me. He'll be posting a report on Card Talk, and as soon as he's done that, and as soon as I finish recording this, I'll be speaking to him about opening that box day to find out what response he's had so far. I know, having looked at the board this morning, there are a number of people who have already jumped in and have posted what they've opened. Mostly it seems to be new boxes, but there's some interesting stuff going on there, so we'll see how that goes. I've just got a checklist, which suggests that there are 72 cards in the base set and there are 6 different foils, so that could be interesting to see what we get. It's nice to see a checklist that has actually got little tick boxes next to each item. You don't see that very often nowadays. Let's see, here we go. So how many have I've lost track of how many packs I've opened. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've opened 5 packs. I'm now on pack number 6. Only 30 to go. Stick with it. If you're opening a box today and you haven't already posted a report on Card Talk, please do go there. You'll find the link at the Non-Sport Update website, which is www.nonsportupdate.com. Click on the Card Talk link. If you're a member of Card Talk, it'll take you in, and you should find a section there devoted to open that box day. I know Harris has designed a banner for it, so if you can't find the link directly, but you can see the banner, click on the banner and it'll take you to the relevant section, and then you can post exactly what you've got. They'll be doing a report in the next available issue for Open Up Box Day as well, so who knows, your report or extracts from your report might even get into the next issue. And I've just found an English card, there you go. This is a Pepsi Cola party record released in the 1960s. I'm looking at it, it's black and white. It's got a young lady wearing the classic Pepsi advertising t-shirt. It's more of a cropped vest. The long one that I've got no way of being able to say it, because it's just a long name, but if you're in the UK, you remember the advert campaign. It's one very long word, and the girl is holding an album on the Music for Pleasure label called Pepsi Party, featuring Denny Wright and the Hustlers. I have never heard of them, but there we go. There's an English card. So they're all glossy cards, glossy both sides. Given that it's 2000, most cards had switched to a glossy set. It's only fairly recently that cards have gone to a matte surface in emulation of the old-fashioned cards. But these are all glossy. Hello, that's a film. South Africa, Pepsi on location. Oh, there you go. There's some fascinating little images on this, actually. I might have to look at this in more detail. There's a chap actually painting on a wall. Tanzania, a wall mural. There's a chap painting a mural on the side of a wall, advertising Pepsi. Interesting. So, I've yet to get a pack that I can... I like to... When I open boxes, or open packs, I like to try and keep at least one reasonably pristine, although opened, wrapper. And so far, they've all been tearing. I haven't had much luck. But there you go. Oh, there's a novelty. There's an American card, but it doesn't have Pepsi. It has Team. In 1959, apparently, Pepsi released a lemon-lime drink called Team. It's no longer available in America. As of 2000, it's still available elsewhere, apparently. I'm guessing it's the same sort of thing as 7-Up or Sprite, that sort of thing. So, nope, that's another torn one. No foils yet. There's a Russian one. Russia, making history, 1959. 15 years later, the production of Pepsi, yes. A couple of Russian soldiers wearing... This looks like a fairly recent image. It's a couple of Russian soldiers standing outside of a rather ornate church with a metro station sign on it, and they're both holding cans of Pepsi Max. So I'm guessing that must be post-wall coming down. So if I don't manage to get an untorn pack soon, I might have to use the knife and cut one. No, that's torn it, literally. Right. Still no sign of a foil, so... Ah, that's close. Right, okay, we'll keep that one. That's a wrapper that seems to be reasonably close to being... Ah, I found... Oh, they're quite pretty, actually. They're rather nice. Yes. I've got foil number 4, F4, the big one advertising. And it's rather spectacular. It's a sort of printed image, but behind, it's printed over the top of a sparkly holo foil type arrangement. It's sort of glittery. If you've seen some of these, the foil chases for Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I know I'm going to get some stick for not admitting to knowing what they look like, you'll know the sort of thing. It's made up of lots of little contrasting dots of foil, and when you move it, it's like it's glitter. There's a lot of glitter balls on it. That's a very nice card. So F4, so there you go. That's one of the, according to the odds, expected 2 cards I should be getting from the foil. And I've got kept one pack. That's it. That's okay. And I want to try and get a couple of... No, that's torn, that one. Aha! There's another UK card, Sparkling England Big Bottle. This is from 1960. And there's an American one promoting Diet Pepsi. You've got the right one, baby, aha. Says it wasn't long until the whole world was singing the popular tune, but I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of it. So. And I drink Pepsi. Pepsi ought to be sponsoring this episode, really, shouldn't they? And no more foils. I should mention while I'm opening this box, I did have another box of cards which I'd picked up for £1 at the memorabilia show in November last year for £1, and that was the a box released in 1995 for the movie version of Mortal Kombat. Skybox put that box out. And it was a base set with 2 different levels of chase, both foil. One of them was a gold foil and one of them was red embossed. I managed to get 2 complete sets, plus a third set, a base set that was missing one card. That's number 69. I also got all 4 of the red embossed cards and 2 of the 3 gold foil cards. I'm missing the gold foil, the first one, number 1. So I will be looking for those, for that card anyway, so I can make up a master. I think we're about halfway through on the packs now. Still no foils. Got a couple of Russian ones. Oh, that's an interesting one. Interesting one for fans of the Race to Space. And if you're old enough to remember this, the USA meets Russia in space. I assume it goes back to the docking between a US spacecraft, which was Skylab, I think, and the Russians sent up a rocket to dock with that. That was some time ago. And I suspect this particular card is harking back to that. And of course it has the Pepsi logo all over the place as well. I've just found my third checklist, so that's boding well. We have one. So... There's some quite interesting images on this. I suspect you'd really have to be a big fan of Pepsi to actually want this, but I'm guessing again that there are probably big fans of Pepsi, just as there are big fans of anything, really. The cards are in pretty good nick. Some of them are a little dinged at the corners, but given they've been stuck in this box for 9 years, and the box has probably been dropped around all over the place while it's been in storage, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Only a few more packs to go, don't worry. There's a Football World Cup one from Brazil. There's a car, a fire engine, bedecked. Looks like it's from Holland. Yes, bedecked in flowers and with large Pepsi bottle caps. I'm sorry there's nothing more interesting in this set. I mean, if I'd had the money, I'd have got something with a chance of autographs or sketches or costume cards, and then I could have described those. There's another one for team. Ah, here we go. Saudi Arabia team. Looks to be much the same sort of wording, though. It's the same thing. It's lemon and lime. It's Sprite, that sort of thing. Older listeners may very well remember the product. I don't know that it ever got over here, or if it did, I wasn't old enough to recognise it. I am, of course, very, very young. I think there's going to be a fair amount of editing on this because I'm waffling. I didn't quite realise when I came up with the idea of doing a live recording like this exactly how little there is to say about a set of cards while you're opening them. Never mind. It'll make for a short episode. And we've got another pack. Hong Kong again, and some Chinese ones. Taiwan, prominent advertising, showing that this one is a really large display, a poster display over what looks like a shop. Presumably it's a shop that sells Pepsi. Right. We haven't had another foil yet, and we haven't got that many packs. Ah! I say that, and I just pulled the foil, the wrapper down, and we have another foil. And it's the same sort of sparkly, mirror-ball-y type effect. This time I've got F1, exciting in a big way. And it's got a bottle of Pepsi and a starfish, bizarrely, and what looks like a couple of divers cartoon sketched in the background. They're very faint to see, but they are there. So there you go. That should, in theory, be the two that I'm expecting to get out of this box. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. 6 packs left, so the torture will soon be over, don't worry. Then hopefully Harris will have opened his box and we'll be able to chat to him and pad this out a little bit with some interesting content. There's a poster for, there's a card there for 7-Up. Apparently 7-Up, yes, 7-Up it was at the time a product that they used to market abroad, though they didn't necessarily market in America. So, explains why they had Team, I suppose. Team spelled T-E-E-M. That's another decent wrapper, so we'll keep that. I've sussed out why some of these cards are dinging. I'm not quite opening the packets properly, so I'm slightly dinging them, but they're only very slight. There you go. Ethiopia chose to have a lion drinking from a bucket of what is presumably supposed to be Pepsi, though whether he actually was or not, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought it'd be good for a lion's diet to be drinking gallons of Pepsi, but when you're advertising things, almost anything goes, I suppose. Last few packs. What's that one? Puerto Rico. There's one here advertising that Pepsi is the official soft drink of the 5th All-Africa Games, September 1991. There's a couple of little cartoony type things as well. There are only 72 cards in the set, so given that there are 36 packs of 6 cards, there's a good chance a fair amount of duplications going on. There's a Canadian one that seems to show the complete range of Pepsi products and a whole load of patches for the various regions in Canada. I know we have some listeners in Canada. Hello, Ingrid. Hello, everybody. Hello, Kate. There we go. Having opened the first pack earlier, we now have the very last pack. I'm half tempted to keep it sealed, but we won't. There we go. It's opened. And I have a couple of spare wrappers that I can use. And the last one, just in case anybody was thinking that I might have broken the odds, I haven't. The first picture is of Japan, and the last picture is of Tahiti. There you go. Well, that's the end of the live box opening portion of this episode. Next up will be Harris Tozer, production manager of Nonsport Update magazine, who's going to talk about how the day has progressed so far. Okay, I've now had some time to compile the cards, and I have 2 complete base sets of the Pepsi Around the Globe cards. I was a good few short of a third set, so I've got a big bundle of spare cards here. If anybody has been looking for some of the Pepsi Around the Globe cards, there might be someone out there that's interested. You never know. If you're missing any base cards, drop me a line at ukcarcast@googlemail.com. That's ukcarcast@googlemail.com. With the numbers that you're missing from the base set, and if I've got them, you can have them. Next up, Harris Tozer. Having opened my 2 boxes, one of them on the show, it's now time to turn to the instigator of the whole Open That Box Day, or at least one of those instrumental in instigating it, Harris Tozer, production manager of Nonsport Update magazine, and of course, a regular here on the UK Carcast. Harris, hi, how you doing?
Very good, Paul, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. A happy Open That Box Day.
And happy OTB to you too.
Harris, something I meant to ask when we last spoke about this. How did you come up with the idea of doing Open That Box Day?
Well, I think technically this is our 4th year for Open That Box Day, if memory serves me correctly. Actually, the original idea for Open That Box came from Andy Modlin at Inkworks. Now that, unfortunately, Inkworks is no more, I'll say that it was his idea, because it was. And the reason we've never really talked about that before is because he always thought that if Open That Box Day was associated with Inkworks, or any company for that matter, that maybe some of the other companies wouldn't want to participate or wouldn't want to put banners up on their site or things like that, and he was probably right. But it was a great idea. It is a great idea, and it's a win-win for everyone because, you know, it gets collectors excited about the hobby, it gets collectors buying boxes, which retailers appreciate, and it gets them buying boxes, which card companies appreciate, and gives us something to write about in the magazine. So it really is a win-win for everyone involved, and it really doesn't really relate to any one specific company. So
yeah.
It was a really great idea.
Yeah, in that case, there's one guy who posted in the Open That Box Day thread that you started up, in tribute to Inkworks, he's opened one of their boxes. It's more of a tribute than perhaps he might have realized.
Yeah, and actually it wasn't, just for the record, it wasn't me who opened up the thread. It was actually Cordelia Chase card fan who opened it up. And
pardon me.
He has opened it, I think we've maybe said this already, but he's opened it 2 years in a row now, so. that's the story behind how Open That Box Day got started.
So far, how's it been going for you?
Been going well. I finished opening my box, too, and I just posted my results. I think we've gotten about 25 or 27 posts so far here, and it still hasn't reached noon yet, so we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's still early days over in America, obviously. It's about 4:30 in the UK as I'm recording this, and I'll be trying to post this podcast up online fairly soon.
Are you still trying to get that online before the day
runs out? I'm definitely going to get it online before the day runs out, though my earlier promises about not editing the box pack opening commentary may well be reneged upon, because listening back to the recording I made, it's not the most exciting thing going. So any highlights for you so far? Obviously, in America at least, you've still got a lot of time left for people to be posting, and if we look around the world, there's still probably a good few people around the world who've got most of the day to go. Any highlights for you so far?
To be honest with you, I've spent a good part of the morning opening my box. I haven't made it through reading all the posts yet, but I see that a couple people have pulled some cool things so far, and that's always fun to read. It'll be fun to read all these.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what everyone's got.
Without wanting to take away from people visiting the website, and I would strongly recommend people go to look at that thread on Card Talk. You'll find it on the Non-Sport Update website. Click on the Card Talk link and find the Open That Box Day 2009. But from my cursory glance at it, there seems to be a lot of people opening up James Bond sets.
James Bond and Marvel seem like the popular
ones. There's a lot of James Bond cards being opened up there, and there's some very nice cards being pulled. One person pulled a Roger Moore autograph, which is an amazing
pull. I did see that. That's pretty cool.
But in amongst all of those, there are some quirky little choices. Obviously, mine are probably not the quirkiest, but they're the cheapest. But there are some quirky little picks in there. Some people have decided to rise to the challenge and have found some odd little boxes hidden in the back of Beyond somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's always one of the most fun parts of it.
So you haven't heard anything yet as to whether any of our four-legged friends have joined in this year. I know last year there were a few cats participating.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. I haven't seen that yet. In fact, no, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. So far so good. Obviously, there's still a good 12 hours in America to go before the day's end. Depending on your time zone, it could actually be more if you're on the on the West Coast. Obviously, a significant factor this year is the fact that Inkworks are gone. So there's not so many Inkworks box being opened.
It's upsetting.
Yeah, and I suspect that it has the potential to be more upsetting for anybody opening a box of Inkworks if they find a redemption card, because of course those things are not now being ordered. So, but then that's always the risk you take with not just Inkworks boxes, but with any old boxes you open. If you find a box somewhere.
That's true. I mean, Inkworks sort of spoiled us all, because in theory they shouldn't have even been redeeming those cards in the first place, because many of the cards that we're talking about are way past their expiration date anyway.
Yeah.
So this would, you know, if they were sticking to the dates on the back of the cards, this would all be a moot point anyway.
Yeah. So, but they were always very good. I know I had a few boxes from them in the past that up to 4 or 5 years later, they were still honoring the cards if they had them in stock.
That's right.
Which is, in my case, I think I'd have a problem. Luckily, neither of the two boxes I opened, which is Mortal Kombat and Pepsi Around the Globe, neither of them had redemption cards or anything like that in them. But if they had, I'd have had no chance in redeeming them, because both companies went years ago. It's a risk you take with any of the older boxes.
It's also fun to see, you know, people are opening these boxes all around the world, too. It's, you know, we have people here. I'm looking at a post here right now. We have somebody in Spain opening a box. And lots of people in the UK, of course. Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what develops in the thread. If you've opened a box and you haven't yet posted in the Open That Box Day thread, then please do so now. There's also, of course, the Facebook group that's devoted to Open That Box Day that you set up, Harris?
That's right, yeah, the Facebook event that we have, where we have a bunch of people who RSVP'd that they would be opening. It will be interesting to see if they all really did open their box, but anyway, yeah, that's something else that people can look
at. So have a look there, and you'll find more information about what's going on. And if you haven't yet opened a box, see if you can find one. It is not too late. Well, it possibly is a little too late in the UK, unless you know of an obliging dealer who'll stay open late for you to find a box. But if you can find a box from your local dealer, or if you have a box lurking in the back of a cupboard collecting dust that you've put off opening, perhaps today's the day you want to dig it out, dust it off, and see exactly what lurks within.
That's right.
Hopefully it won't be a bug of some sort.
That's a plus.
Exactly. House, while you're on, just very quickly, I wanted to touch on a matter of Car Talk housekeeping.
Okay.
You posted recently that you'll be doing some housekeeping on some of the card trading posts.
And that's something that we do frequently, but it's something that I do all the time without posting about it. But when it comes down to the trade posts, I do post about it because I don't want to accidentally delete somebody's trade list. That's actually happened a couple of times, and it's terrible when it does. So yep. I try to make everyone aware and give them at least a week or 10 days notice so that they can make their posts more current and so they don't get bumped off.
Yeah, I mean, it should be said, really, people shouldn't be keeping the only copy of their trade list on Car Talk.
That's right.
But and you're not going to be deleting anything really recent. This is just.
We'll go back, delete everything prior to. Well, it's posted on the forum, but basically everything prior to a couple of months ago will be deleted from the trading forums.
Right. So okay. So if you're on Car Talk and you've got your trade list on there, make sure it's up to date or update it so that it falls into the last couple of months.
That's right.
Otherwise, you run the risk of losing it.
Yeah, and rather than actually editing it, which doesn't bring it forward in date, you actually need to post a response to make it more current.
Or bumping it as the parlance has it in the message boards.
We try to discourage, but here in this case, we must encourage it. So.
Okay. Harry, it's a pleasure as always to talk to you, even if only briefly.
Good talking to you,
okay,
too.
Okay, thank you again. I've been speaking to Harry Stoza, the production manager of Non-Sport Update magazine, and you'll find more information about Non-Sport Update, the magazine, and Open That Box Day on their website, which is www.nonsportupdate.com. Well, that was Harris Tozer, and this is the end of episode 17, our Open That Box Day quotes live, close quotes special. Thank you for listening to the show, if you did. Full details of what I opened as far as the boxes are concerned can be found on the Open That Box Day page on the NSU Card Talk message board, and I'll be posting some details probably on the Open That Box Day Facebook event and on the UK Cardcast website, which of course is cardcast.co.uk. I'll also be posting some pictures there, so you can see pictures of me actually recording an episode holding a Pepsi Beanie Bear, and I'm not entertaining any offers for the Beanie Bear. I like it. It's going to go next to my Sabrina the Teenage Witch Beanie Cat. If you've got any comments or suggestions for future episodes of the Cardcast, please do send them in. You can go to the website, which is cardcast.co.uk, and there's an email link there, or send me an email at ukcardcast.googlemail.com. That's ukcardcast.googlemail.com. UK Cardcast is recorded using a Logitech USB headset on a Windows XP PC. It's edited using Audacity and is compiled using GarageBand on an Apple Mac G4. MP3 hosting is by the Internet Archive at archive.org. Website is hosted by Google Pages, and additional web services are provided by One and One and Amen World. Email provided by Gmail. UK Cardcast is released under a Creative Commons license. For more information about the Creative Commons license, please visit our website at cardcast.co.uk. Music is by Sapphire Moon. That's it. Next episode will be in a month or so's time. I'm working on that one. If you're interested in participating, please get in touch. Until then, remember, one box is not enough, especially on Open That Box Day.